Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply.
See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I want to know what he looks like.
You can Google him.
I know I can. I don't want to that much.
Yeah.
I'm half.
Welcome to Here to Make Friends, a HuffPost podcast about the Bachelor franchise, where we lovingly snark on The Bachelor and Bachelor adjacent shows.
Whether you love The Bachelor or love to hate it, we're here to break down every single delicious moment with you.
I'm Emma Gray.
And I'm Claire Fallon. Chad is dead.
Long live new Chad.
AKA Alex, who, not so surprisingly, went from Captain America battling the evil Hydra to, like, maybe sort of the Hydra himself all along.
If you were worried, like us, that JoJo's The Bachelorette without Chad would be boring, you were wrong. Last night was pretty insane.
Yeah, and it turns out that Chad was, like, the plane crash that allowed the mansion to go full Lord of the Flies, and now there's no going back. It's just, like, what a world.
So to break down last night's ridiculousness, we're joined today by Crazy Ex-Girlfriend star and Bachelorette buff, of course, Vella Lavelle.
Hi.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me. I'm very honored.
And you even got up this morning early to watch the episode. So your dedication is so real.
Yeah, I couldn't watch last night. So I woke up at 7 a.m. to watch it on Hulu.
And that's why we appreciate you.
Thank you. I was like, this is dedication. Or insanity. I don't know. But
watching The Bachelorette on Hulu is when I'm like, this is my life now.
This is my life.
Who I am.
This is where, you know, we've gotten here somehow, and I'm just going to embrace it.
Somewhere along the way, the road diverged, and I went left
and
instead of
here
right.
I am, yeah. When I was setting my alarm last night, I was like, okay.
Like, this is
real.
This is real.
Yeah.
So we start off this week with all of the men celebrating the metaphorical death of Chad, which was kind of incredible. Wells was really leading the charge. They had his protein powder.
Oh, yeah.
They were saying things like, goodbye, sweet prince, and death to tyrants.
You can really see that Wells is a radio personality. He has that performance gene.
Yeah, he has the good one-liners.
He got a little choked up. He's like, goodbye, sweet prince.
And then he drop-kicked the protein powder.
Yeah.
He was like, here you go.
Chad was probably watching that back, being like, this is the greatest tragedy I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, how could you waste solid gold protein powder?
Yeah,
I bet Chad, like, destroyed his TV when he watched that. He was really like,
hilarious. And the thing is, Chad didn't pack some of his protein powder in his bag that got wheeled away. And they, you know, they must have known he would come back for his protein powder.
Is that why he came back?
I mean, I still have no idea why he came back.
Probably because the producers were like, let's give him a little more. Why don't you just go knock on the door, Chad?
Yeah, he was like, where should I go? And they were like, I don't know. Where do you want to go?
Back.
Do you feel like going to talk?
Wander through the woods over there.
Do you want to go maybe, like, confront some of the guys who have been such dicks to you? What do you think about that?
He's
like, yeah, I'd want to do that.
That whistling was so scary. Like, I don't know. Like, watching that back, I was like, this is actually terrible.
Oh,
like,
he is legitimately frightening, especially with the music.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't even saying anything that threatening this episode, but they just paired it with the most sinister.
I mean, I think if you ever are knocking on a glass front door and then dragging your palms down,
that was very scary. That is something straight out of a horror film.
It was.
Yeah. Like, why would you ever do that?
Oh my God.
It's unsettling.
I think he was, at that point, he's playing it up. He knew how he was going out.
Right.
Right. But he's making a choice to do something that is objectively creepy and weird, unless you are 4 years old.
And he is presumably not 4 years old.
Except emotionally.
Right.
Yes, he is.
And then he's still with the guys after his conversation with JoJo. He came back and made the same argument to the guys, which was JoJo doesn't understand that I was put in a position by your words where I had literally no choice but to physically harm people.
He's like, look, when people disagree with you and are jerks, you have to threaten to dismember them. It's like, what's the other option?
He's like, I don't know what you guys are talking about, but I need to punch something in the face all the time.
You guys were like giving me weird looks, so I had to shove someone in the throat with my fist.
Yeah.
It's like, what other option even is there? Like,
he really didn't understand. He was like, I truly don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like, if someone could please present me with even one other option, like, I'm really trying here.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
We said a final goodbye to Chad, and we know that we'll be seeing him in paradise, so.
No, you think so?
Oh, no, he is. They announced it last night. They did a little promo of him.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they did a little during the commercial break, which you wouldn't have seen if you were watching on Hulu. They did a little promo, Chad in Paradise.
That's terrible. It's not paradise anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
the snake in the grass.
You're trapped
of paradise.
On an island.
I just would be so mad if I was a woman who had like watched the first few episodes of this season and then went to paradise. And then my option was Chad.
What's Chad? He's like, you either like me or I'll kill you.
Yeah. You're like, security.
Oh, my God.
It's very Miltonic. It's like Paradise Lost.
Totally.
It's like everything is beautiful, and then there's a serpent.
Mm-hmm. And wearing a bathing suit.
Oh, God. I hope. Oh. Covered in a weird, oily thing. Oh, I loved what Jordan said to Chad as he was leaving. Jordan and Chad were like, Jordan was like, let's shake hands and like, we'll all apologize to each other, and Jordan and Chad shake hands, and Jordan was like, like, I'm really sorry that you think it's intimidating that you're gripping my hand really hard right now.
He was gonna give him like a handshake he never would forget.
And
he's
like, this'll show him.
God.
And that Chad's was kind of the last time that I really liked Jordan this episode.
Really?
Yeah.
He's kind of like on a slow downward slope.
Unfortunately,
for me.
Oh, no. Without the common enemy of the Chad, some of the other men's weaknesses are starting to show.
Yeah.
Which was inevitable. They were definitely all looking really shiny next to Chad.
Right. I guess I didn't think it would happen that fast, though. Like, it was like,
it was a quick turnaround. Like, oh, wait, I hate these other bros.
Yeah. They were like, we all love each other except for Chad. And then the minute Chad was gone, they were like, wait, but I really hate them.
Actually, I hate all of you.
But first, they do have a little bit of a celebration for Alex, which I loved because they had cupcakes and party hats and sparklers.
Like,
who asked the producers, hey, can you run out to the party mart right now?
I wonder if the producers were just like, do you guys want these sparklers? Just like for whatever
if you
celebration
were bored
you might be
in
having.
A house, you would definitely take the sparklers. Also, who made the cupcakes? Did they sit around making the cupcakes?
They looked homemade. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. They looked like someone put a lot of love in them.
The Bachelor interns made.
Yeah. They were like, guys, we need.
Which of these guys do you think would spearhead a cupcake?
James Taylor.
Oh my God.
He's an organizer.
He is.
Oh, definitely.
Just
He'd
so
be
sweet.
Like, guys, do you want to sing a song? Or do you want to make
and
cupcakes?
His guitar playing during the protein ceremony. It was just two chords, but it was so sweet. He was just like, strum.
And his poor eye.
Oh, God, it's so
turning so
gross.
Purple.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, James Taylor, you're so sweet, and your eye is bleeding.
Yeah, and like, he really should have gotten stitches. Like, I don't know why he couldn't have at least gotten them after the game was over.
Yeah, he was like, no
he's really committed. Also, I kept thinking that he had like a really intense cat eye done.
Right.
I was like, oh, that's a really interesting makeup choice.
Yeah.
And then I realized it was a leaking gash. I was like, never mind.
Oh my
God. We go into the rose ceremony because we have two rose ceremonies. There was a lot this episode. And first, we you know, we see Daniel is a little lost without his Mussolini.
Which one is Daniel again?
The model who took all his clothes off.
Canadian.
Canadian. Yeah.
Canadian.
Yes.
Got it.
Poor Canadians.
I'm so sorry,
he's
Canada.
The worst representative yeah. of that country. Aww,
he was yeah. the one who tied his sex partner to the bed and then cut off some of her hair.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
But also has the greatest one-liners.
Yeah. I'm going to miss Daniel.
Me too. I really am. He's so unintentionally hilarious.
What did he say about lightning? Like, he was like...
Oh, that was amazing.
So he... Right.
He ends
so
up
he got
going
kicked
home.
Off during the rose ceremony, and he first basically says, like, clearly this wasn't about looks because she picked guys right. like Evan and Wells, and my body's amazing.
Yeah.
And then he says, my personality's shit.
Yeah, she's clearly going on personality, and I have a shit personality.
And then he was like, I have a better chance of getting struck by lightning while shaving my
yes.
face.
Yes.
I was like, yeah, probably.
I really loved that because I love when you can see someone start to make a comparison that
and
they think is really strong.
Sure
and then they're like, oh, I didn't. I should have finished that in my head first.
He was like yeah. struck by lightning while.
And it's like
what's
anything, literally
what's
anything.
I thought he just started with the shh sound and then it just waited till it came to him. He's like, shaving my face. And yeah.
I like that worked. He specified his face.
Yeah,
like
shaving.
It could have
like, look,
could have been
I'm
his
very
pecs.
Manly. I don't shave anything else. Yeah, except my pecs.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Who else got kicked off?
James F.
James
who
F.
read oh. her a poem.
Yeah.
Half a poem.
Yeah.
It was.
It was so bad.
I feel like she pretended to cry, too. She was, like, kind of wiping
yeah,
a tear, but I was like...
She was, like, scratching her eye area.
Yeah,
so
she just had an itch at that time.
I think it's just a bad sign if a woman ever says, like, aw, thanks.
Yeah.
After you do something.
After a poem.
If you're whipping out an original poem for someone and you are not on a one-on-one date... That is probably not good.
Yeah.
And they've
that
never
was
even
his Hail
been
Mary.
On a one-on-one.
Some producer yeah. was like, look, James, you are not getting enough camera time. This is your chance.
You got to do something.
She wants a guy who's romantic. Pull out all the stops.
Right.
Here's some paper. Yeah. Take 5 minutes.
Here's some paper.
If that poem took even 5 minutes to write,
yeah,
I'm worried
you think
about
he was
him.
Improvising?
God, it was just...
He was like, and then it's she. That's all I remember. That's how it ended. He was like, that is she.
It was like
was
the wonder that is her and yes. the beauty that is she.
She.
And I was like, well, you can't have both
well,
because of grammar. So like, which one do you think is correct?
Okay, grammar doesn't stand in the way of art, Claire.
Oh, or love.
Yeah,
or love.
Yeah, and it opened with the line that was like, her heart is a treasure.
Yes,
oh,
that
no.
was, yeah, I was
and
sold
at that point,
that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At that point, I was already, like, on Jiffy. Like, where's that gif of Michael Scott being like, no!
yeah.
To sum up how I feel right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was rough.
Yeah, so everyone else is... Still there. We still have Luke, Alex, Jordan, Derek, Robbie, Wells, Grant, Vinny, James, Taylor, and Evan, our final 11. And then they go to South America.
Yeah. Uruguay.
Oh, wait. There's more than one country in South America? Because The Bachelorette really made it seem as though.
I mean, not
South
even
America
South America.
Is just one
not
place.
South America or Uruguay. Yeah. Yeah.
South America is one place with one culture.
It's not even, yeah. South, not even South America, but just everything below the United States.
Right.
There was a point yeah. where one of them saw, like, some people playing music and dancing in the street and was like... Oh, is that mariachi? And I was like,
oh, it was
wrong
Jordan.
Continent.
No, was it Jordan?
Maybe
it was
Robbie.
Remember. Oh no, it might have been Jordan.
I think it was. I know. And I was like, ooh.
I was like, that is not even the wrong country. It's the wrong continent. Mexico yeah. is in North America.
Yeah, and they kept that in too. I was like,
they also
oh,
showed Uruguay on a map. Just,
yeah.
just to make it really clear,
they were like, here is where we're going.
They're like, South America. This is a place. In South America.
Yep.
Here it is.
Visually.
Visually.
It was yeah. it was like that feature that they do mm-hmm. in John Oliver when they're like, in Uruguay, a country that you think about so rarely that you don't even realize we've highlighted the wrong one.
Yeah.
Right. right.
Yeah. It was just like that. Also,
yeah, they were like, look, Cancun was all booked up.
like, we're going to Uruguay.
yeah. It looked
fun. It's actually, you know, this is a better... travel deal than past seasons of The Bachelorette have had.
They don't get the best travel.
At least they seem to actually be going to different countries.
Yeah.
Whereas Caitlyn stayed in Ireland for about 75% of the season.
I always felt like something had happened. I was like, did the travel plans fall through? Because why are we in Ireland
again? I think
something
did happen during that season where they had to like kind of rejigger things.
Yeah.
Because of the sex.
Because of the sex.
Right.
The sex. They were like, oh, you had sex. You're being punished.
That was our budget.
In Ireland forever.
Yeah.
That was our whole travel budget. So.
Yeah. So.
Jordan gets the first one-on-one date.
They're going to seal the date.
Oh, right.
And it was not what I expected. I thought that they were going to be maybe sealing envelopes or
instead it was actual seals
like while they were animals
in
bathing suits on a yacht.
Usually I get the puns on the date card, and
this time was
I
was a like stretch.
I was like, oh, it's a real seal. Lots of them.
I feel like they were sort of like, maybe while they're out there they can look at some seals.
Yeah.
And that's like something like, we can
the main point of this date is to get them into bathing suits, but also there can be seals.
There could be seals. I guess I just realized I had never seen anyone, like, I've seen people swim with dolphins, but I was like, never seen this before.
Yeah. Just personal anecdote that Nick is going to cut out time. Swimming with sea lions is so fun. They, like, come, like, straight up to you, and then they, like, they'd swim straight at your face, and then they'd be like,
aww.
It's,
like,
so exciting. Anyway.
It's really magical.
Okay. Back to recapping time. So while they're on the date, all the guys are, like, completely having a meltdown.
Yeah. I think they sense that Jordan is a front runner, and so all of a sudden he is there for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
They also get a hold of an In Touch magazine while Vinny is cutting their hair. Right. Very clearly a producer was like, look, Chad is gone. We need something. Look, here's a tabloid that has a really reliable article about Chad.
I realized, I was like, I've never seen them reading anything.
They're not allowed to bring anything.
That's what I thought.
But then here they are just in like
a barber.
Well, that was barber shop in Uruguay, and there's an American In Touch magazine with JoJo's ex's interview in it.
Right. It was just, how did that get there?
Yeah, they tried so hard to prevent it from falling into their hands, but what could they do?
Sometimes it just happens.
Life. Yeah.
And then they were there to capture it on camera.
Yeah.
It was so real.
So real. What is real is that we learn that all men named Chad are categorically horrible.
Yeah.
I've never met a good one. I mean, to be honest.
I haven't encountered that many Chads.
I mean,
but I would say that if I came across a Chad like on Tinder or Bumble, I would probably swipe left.
Well, now.
Okay. Especially now.
Now,
Even JoJo apologized to the nice Chads of the world.
All the Chads out there.
She's like, I'm sure there are some nice ones. I have not met one.
She should probably give up on Chads.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a great track record. Right.
Chad
For everyone listening, the other Chad is her ex-boyfriend, a 38-year-old hairdresser who.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Claire and I have
done your research
during last season, because he was mentioned last season as well.
Yeah. So he gave an exclusive interview to In Touch magazine saying that JoJo was still in love with him and she only went on The Bachelorette for publicity, which it sounds really reliable. And so immediately all the guys are like, oh, man, I just don't really trust that she's here for the right reasons anymore. And I don't want to have to deal with this.
I appreciate
I can't believe I put my life on hold.
To trust In Touch as a news source.
They were like, if it says it in In Touch.
Yeah,
that's what I read.
So he was the guy who wrote that letter to her last season. He just really wants to get some screen time.
Yeah, I appreciate how much screen time he has gotten without actually appearing on the show.
I know.
Like, I want to know what he looks like.
You can Google him.
I know I can. Clearly I don't want to that much.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want them to show me what he looks like, but I don't want to try at all.
Yeah.
I feel like if a guy on the show is willing to question me, the Bachelorette, in this scenario, based on an In Touch article, that's a deal breaker.
Home.
Because, like, we're going to be an In Touch level couple. There are going to be rumors about us in In Touch all the time.
This is going to keep happening.
Exactly.
Also, I feel like some of these guys, this, you know, it's coming back to bite them, because a lot of their ex-girlfriends have now
really
spoken out. Grant's ex-girlfriend.
Grant.
Robbie's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're all like, we didn't know this was an option.
Yeah.
Just right in touch and have a whole.
And Jordan's, several of Jordan's ex-girlfriends.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, and that's also happening. So after JoJo and Jordan do some half-naked making out on the boat, they put some clothes back on. They go out for dinner. And she's like, I talked to one of your exes, and she said that you were a terrible boyfriend in terms of relationships, which is a direct quote of what she said.
Wow.
He looked like someone had just punched him in the stomach.
Yeah, really?
All the color drained out of his face, and he started chugging liquor.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, so, and then grabbed his drink and took, like, a huge sip.
Oh, I was like, oh, you weren't quite prepared for this.
Yeah.
And so I saw some people being confused as to, like, how would she have met an ex-girlfriend of his?
What I was wondering.
So Jordan was actually confirmed as a contestant before filming started.
Oh.
He was the one, I think because he has a famous brother, someone had reported that he was going to be on the show, and it was before JoJo had left. So it was before Ben's season had finished airing.
Oh, okay.
So there actually is a chance that she could have run into someone that he used to date.
And this girl was like, don't watch out.
Yeah.
So who knows like how that was, but it could have happened.
I was thinking, at first I was like, he's like really not giving a good answer right now. Like he was just like, no. But then I was like, I don't know if someone just totally out of left field was like, so I talked to your ex. You're like,
I hear you're terrible.
Yeah. You'd just be like,
yeah, that sounds awful.
Yeah. So
I wouldn't want anyone to talk to my ex.
And I would totally believe that he was not the greatest boyfriend in a past relationship. But also he's 27.
Yeah.
It's not all that surprising that maybe there would have been some mistakes made.
I mean, it's just tricky because at what point do you say, like, you don't get to date again.
Right.
You, like,
right.
Chad, you don't,
up
Chad
time.
Doesn't get to date.
Chad
Jordan,
never gets
as far
to
as
date.
We know, Jordan has not been threatening to anyone.
Right.
Right. And but he said he didn't physically cheat.
He might be lying.
He said not physically.
He's I just enjoyed spending time with women when I shouldn't have or something like that. Like, I enjoy talking to girls when I shouldn't have.
I feel like, he was giving like a very we were on a break style answer. He was like, no, I absolutely didn't cheat because of circumstances. Qualifying factors. And, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she seemed to move on fairly quickly from that.
Yeah.
She likes him.
She really does.
Like, what else are you going to do?
And all the guys back at the house are, like, so upset that she would go on a date with a guy that she's interested in.
Yeah, I didn't get their reasoning. They were like, and, like, he didn't even have a one-on-one, and she likes him. So, like, why would she go out with him? So I think it makes sense.
I feel like that is probably why she wants to now, after, like, 5 weeks, have a one-on-one with
him. Right, he hasn't even gotten a one-on-one.
Yeah, she really liked him. She waited, a while for the one-on-one.
After the date, which obviously Jordan gets the rose, back at the hotel, the guys fill Jordan in on this in-touch drama. And then we see the producer telling JoJo, hey, here's this article. You might want to look at it.
But
your guys have seen it.
It came right after she was like, this is the best night of my life. Nothing can stop it. And then he was like, what about this? And she was like,
that is like producer gold.
It was perfect.
I guess it was.
Thank you for saying this. Now we're going to crush your happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were thinking like they definitely were like, how are you feeling right now?
Is this the happiest you've been?
Could anything take away this feeling? Please put your answer in a complete sentence.
Compared
Thank you.
To other days, how does this day rate to you? And then they were like, also, this article.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, I don't want to look at it. And they were like, look at it. You must look at it.
Everyone's seen it.
This is your duty.
Oh, gosh. I'm so sad.
With great power comes great responsibility.
And she just obviously goes off on other Chad.
She's very
unhappy with him. She says she tried to be a good friend to him, and he just wants to take everyone down with him. He's just unhappy. And
takes
at one point she says, if I wanted to be with Chad, I'd be with Chad, which, like, fair.
Yeah.
So she goes and starts crying and talks to all of the guys, and they're like, oh, this is a woman crying in front of me. Okay, let's move on from this.
Yeah, yeah. All the guys who are like, I really feel like this makes me question everything. And then she's like, I just feel so bad and I don't want you to
and
question.
Like, this is
and
a non-issue.
Like, this is a non-issue. Like, don't even worry about it. It's like, well, you were freaking out about this 5 minutes ago, so don't act all cool about it now.
They were like, if you're crying, then it's a non-issue.
Yeah, except for Alex, who was like shirtless and like, okay, oh, like it's like, yeah, maybe it's true, maybe it's not true, but like, he probably shouldn't have gone like whining like little bitch to the paper about it. And I was like, Alex,
little bitch,
so many times.
Seven times.
So many times.
That, no.
It's his new favorite word.
Ban that phrase. It's gross. Yeah. I don't like it.
Well, he doesn't have anyone there anymore who he can compete against in terms of like, this guy is more of a violent jerk than
me. His aggression played much better when it was actually taking down someone who was more hyper-masculine and kind of expressing that gross toxic masculinity, yeah, when that right aggression is being directed at men who are just having calm, well, measured conversations.
I do think first chat, Bachelorette Chad, was like, I think he really was very unstable and violent, but I kind of started to know what he was talking about in terms of people ganging up on him, because I kind of started to see that happening. Like, you did see that weird male energy just kind of like,
they were very happy to have a common enemy.
Right. Not that Chad was like, you know, the sensible one at all, no, but I was like, you know, maybe he was ganged up on.
I mean, I'm sure he was.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a violent psycho, so I'm like, if right, it had like, to be someone, it, then mm-hmm, when it's Derek and you see like,
yeah,
you see Alex and Chase smirking and sort of mocking him because JoJo phrased her giving a rose to him
right, okay,
in,
so
a,
we'll get
in a way of reassurance, then it doesn't seem
right
at all.
No,
exactly. So
justified.
Derek got the group date rose. That's what
right. Yeah,
we're talking
so the,
about
the group date.
Yeah, the group date, Luke, Derek, Chase, Evan, James, Taylor, Vinny, Grant, Wells, and Alex. So everyone but Jordan, Robbie. Jordan and Robbie stay at the hotel and have a spa day, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah,
that
Jordan,
was like, that was how I would want to spend my time on,
yeah,
The Bachelorette.
Jordan ate all his cucumbers on, yeah, his face. He's like, these are delicious.
They look
honestly
very crisp.
They must have been so thrilled. They're like, oh, this is what we've been missing by not going to,
yeah,
spas constantly.
Yeah. I love seeing a man with a beard wearing a sheet mask. Like, the bottom half of that is completely useless.
I know,
it's just, like resting
but
gently.
But it just looks,
floating
it looks
in the
hilarious. I loved it.
Yeah,
okay, so the group date.
They're going to do something with sand, according to the date card. So JoJo is standing, like, on a sand dune in, like, combat boots.
She was ready.
Right.
She's
they
ready.
Go, sandboarding.
Well, and I love this. They're like a bunch of boards stuck in the sand, and they're in this, on this expanse of sand. And JoJo's like, what do you guys think we're doing? And one of the guys says, sandboarding? And she's like, good guess. And I was like, that's not a guess.
It's literally the only thing.
It's
that
the
it
only
could possibly
thing
be.
Also, they're all super terrible at it. Which, like, I bet it is difficult, but it was,
yeah,
really amusing.
It was funny.
They were,
yeah,
just all face planting.
Well, and you could tell some of them were like, I'm going to be the one that can sandboard, and nobody was.
Yeah, I think Alex maybe had the best showing.
Well, he has a low center of gravity.
Exactly.
Well, and he did a backflip.
Yeah, yeah. It's impressive.
It was impressive.
You know, he's limber.
Yeah.
He has some good qualities, just his personality is
right
bad.
Backflips.
Yeah, he can
low
do
center
some
of gravity,
backflips.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, so then it starts to rain, which is the perfect. The producers somehow made it rain at just the perfect time.
Yeah,
for
they
them
can control
to go to
the
second
now
part of the date.
So they run off, and then, yeah, then they have the second half of the date.
At which point, that's when Derek talks to JoJo, and he's been feeling a little,
yeah,
like, distant from her. They had the first one-on-one date, I think.
Can you guys remind me what that was? Because as soon as he said it, I was like, what?
Yes.
He was the first. I, like, completely forgot.
They had the lamest one. It was it was the choices date. And
oh, that was him.
That was the thing where it was like, we made some great choices
today.
Oh, yeah,
today. First 101. He was the first 101.
He was the first one.
Which is,
yeah,
always choices given to someone that is sweet and will be around a moderate amount of time, but probably isn't going to win the thing.
Right. It's not, yeah, it's not like
Yeah, longevity.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Because I was like, he said that and I was like, what?
Yeah. No, when he got the first one-on-one date, I was like, literally, who is that?
Yeah.
And but he's, I like him.
Doesn't
I like
he him. Remind you of John Krasinski?
Krasinski. Yeah. Yes. He looks just like John Krasinski slash a little bit of Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, okay.
And he's very sweet.
He's charming.
And he said the word misogynist last week. So I was like, I'm all in on you.
10
like,
points
you're great.
For him. Yeah,
exactly.
Totally. Yeah.
And but he sort of seemed to be expressing to her just that he wanted to sort of rekindle their connection and feel close to her again because it had been a while since they'd spent real one-on-one time together. And they reconnect a little bit and had a nice time. So then she decides she wants to give him the rose. She says, I'm giving it to someone that I want to give a little reassurance to this week.
Right.
And this is like, Alex just cannot handle
Alex's
the word
brain
reassurance.
Exploded.
Yeah. He's like, this little bitch wants reassurance.
I think
that's a pity rose.
He heard reassurance and then also heard little bitch. It was translated in his mind.
I mean, basically, like, what kind of man needs reassurance? A whiny little bitch man.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Mm-hmm. Right, because why would a man ever need validation or reassurance or, like, an understanding that you are appreciated? I mean, it was just ridiculous.
And he had just been saying, he was like, I really need the rose tonight. I really need it. I really gotta get it. And then it was like, well, he's a little bitch for wanting
he
that.
He doesn't get reassurance.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Right.
No, but
if
see,
someone else gets
then
it,
he's
that
like,
person is
he's
a
whiny little bitch. And he needed the reassurance, but I don't need it. Some of us are men. We don't need reassurance. We're just
I'm like, no, but actually to stay on this show, you do need a rose.
Right. Well, he's aware of that. And he's like, if I don't get a rose this week because he got a pity rose, that's going to be bullshit.
That's not how that works.
She's not going to not give you a rose. She's not going to be like, I'm so sad to send away this possible future husband that I had deep feelings for. But I gave Derek the pity rose. And
that counts, too.
I don't have any other option. And, you know, Alex, in another world where I had chosen more wisely on our group date and not given away that pity rose.
Yeah, it would be you. It's kind of crazy with specifically The Bachelorette because you see, like, the male ego in full
it is just
glory. It's just, it's so crazy because it's like you see these guys that are like, yeah, it's fine, it's cool. And then just, like, on a dime, just switch and are, like, freaking out. And
and it's always framed in this hyper masculine way.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm just mad because this other guy needs reassurance.
Yeah.
Like, it has nothing to do with me.
Like, if
I don't
he had gotten the rose, he would have been like, yeah, of course. And he didn't get it. And he's like, he's a little bitch. He's a little bitch. I was like, this is really fascinating.
It's like just watching the projection happening in real time. It's amazing.
It's
like National Geographic.
It was.
And then you see someone who's like a little more open maybe with their feelings, like not like Evan, but someone like Derek who like is able to communicate his feelings and sort of be aware of them and handle them. He doesn't get like kind of like sideswiped by them suddenly. The same way. He's just kind of more even keeled. But like you see from a lot of the guys, they don't know how to deal with their emotions at all.
We're going to take a short break, but stick around. After the break, we'll talk about some seriously unsettling Chad gossip and dig into the rest of last night's episode.
And we'll hear from Vella about her role on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Okay. So you got engaged. Congrats. Now you may be wondering what comes next.
If you're planning a wedding, the first thing you need to know about is Zola.
With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually even enjoyable.
There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or, you know, from your couch, which is certainly how, if I was planning a wedding, I would definitely want to do it as loungily as possible.
So important.
I also just know myself. I know that planning any kind of event, like even a birthday party, can get very stressful. And so it's been really cool to see friends use Zola. It really seems to make everything a lot less stressful. And as a frequent wedding attender, I love to be able to hop on that Zola registry and just purchase a gift. Easy peasy. I know I've done it. I won't forget. Thank you, Zola.
Yeah, everything's all in the same place. It's perfect. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
I am so glad that it's finally warming up. And it also means that I just want to have fun this summer and I don't want to be worrying about meal prep. And luckily, I can do something about that with Factor, especially because they have so many meal options like Protein Plus, Keto, Vegetarian, something for every diet.
Their fresh, never frozen meals are ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals.
With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every single week, you'll always have new flavors to explore.
Make your whole day delicious. From breakfast to dessert, stay fueled with easy, nutritious options.
I love having a few Factor meals just sitting in my fridge, especially because I work from home. It's so nice to finish up a taping and not have to figure out what to cook myself. Just look in my fridge and be like, oh, in 2 minutes, I can be eating mushroom chicken thighs and wild rice or tomato basil chicken risotto or Santa Fe style green chili beef skillet. And they always have a nice like vegetable side. It feels well balanced. I feel full after, and it's not a headache at all.
Head to factormeals.com/LTSI50 and use code LTSI50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month.
That's code LTSI50 at factormeals.com/LTSI50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees.
Oh, I'm so happy the weather is finally turning. If you, like me, have been wanting to update your wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune, then Quince is for you. You can build up a lineup of timeless pieces that will keep you looking effortlessly chic year after year.
Like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings right on to you.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, as well as premium fabrics and finishes.
I love Quince for all these staples. I mean, linen is my favorite summer fabric. They have so many amazing linen staples. I also found my new go-to, like, summer running around to the playground in the coffee shop bag. It's the pebbled Italian leather. Ooh. Front sling bag. I can just fit a wallet and my phone and my AirPods in it, maybe some lip balm. Absolutely perfect. I'm so obsessed with it. And the price was exactly what I wanted to.
Get warm weather ready with Quince.
Go to quince.com/LTSI for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/LTSI to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/LTSI.
Anyone who's been listening to this podcast for a while or even not that long knows that we love Article. I mean, honestly, I'm looking around my home right now. Coffee tables from Article. That lovely chair out on my deck, Article. Our big console, Article. My bed frame, Article. This is an Article household.
It is. And it's, I mean, it was an inspiration to me. We finally got our first Article piece of furniture recently, our new couch. And my husband and I are both constantly just like, how did we live before this couch? This is such an improvement over what we had before. It's so comfortable. It just seems to get more comfortable every day. I mean, it's the couch you dream of.
And the reason that we have both been able to find ideal furniture on Article is because Article believes in delightful design for every home.
And thanks to their online-only model, they have some really delightful prices, too.
Their curated assortment of mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandi, and boho designs makes furniture shopping simple.
And their team of designers are all about finding that perfect balance between style, quality, and price, because we all want the best of all of those three things united in one piece of furniture, right?
Plus, they're dedicated to thoughtful craftsmanship that stands the test of time and, you know,
looks good doing it.
Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
To claim, visit article.com/LTSI, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout.
That's article.com/LTSI for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list, as they should, because it's very important.
If that's you, then make this year the year you finally check it off your list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Wow, that is really fast. Their tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. I personally used Babbel before I headed off to Paris for 3 weeks, and it was so helpful, just kind of giving me back the basic understanding of French, allowing me to interact with people in restaurants, in shops, and, you know, just not make a total fool of myself when in a foreign country.
Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners.
Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/LTSI.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/LTSI.
Spelled BABBEL.com/LTSI.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Before we get back to the show, have you had a chance to find Here to Make Friends on iTunes? If not, now is the perfect time to subscribe and give us a rating. Every time we get a new subscription or review, our show climbs the iTunes chart, which helps other people discover our show.
Okay, now back to the show.
We can kind of jump ahead. Yeah, later, before the second row ceremony, Derek feels a little bit kind of needled by a few of the guys. So he calls Alex, Robbie, Chase, and Jordan, who he feels like are being a little bit mean girls clicky.
Right.
Out. And really just talks to them in a very calm
way.
It seemed
reasonable.
Completely reasonable.
Completely. And it was like, you do not do that.
And yeah. They also interpreted it as some thing, like he's trying to waste time, to take time away from the cocktail party, as though the Bachelorette films on some like very strict schedule where they're not open to having rose ceremonies at 6 a.m.
Right. And they were all just sitting on a couch. Like, I'm like, this was a perfect time to just, you know, air his feelings, talk it out like a reasonable person. They were like, not today, man, not today.
Yeah, it was very weird how him wanting to sort of calmly and openly discuss their issues was interpreted as having an agenda.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, this is weird. There's something off about this guy. Yeah. And I'm like,
it's
that like, one
it's
bit.
It's so weird that he wants to have a pleasant time when he's trapped in a contained space with 11 very aggressive men.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, really? These are the people they have to spend the most time with. They're presumably forming relationships with each other.
Yeah, completely.
I would want to have a nice experience.
Like, they're just doing the same thing now that Chad was doing, which is responding to conflict with like violently aggressive defensiveness.
Aggression.
Just like, what the fuck, man, bro? Like,
right.
This is petty
obviously
bullshit.
Not to the extent of Chad.
No one threatened to cut anyone's limbs off,
which is good.
But it was immature. Yeah.
It's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, the bar is set low, so we've at least surpassed that.
And
so we'll go back to Robbie got the second. One on one. They jump off a cliff, and Robbie makes a lot of metaphors, says a lot of metaphors about, you know, finding love and taking a leap. And that's the kind of thing we usually hear a lot of on The Bachelor and Bachelorette. But the last two seasons, they've shifted away from those really cheesy metaphors. I'm like, Robbie, you've seen this show before.
He was like, here's a cliff. We're going to jump off of it.
He was like, Jojo, I can't jump into this water unless you do it with me. I'm just a poor
professional swimmer.
She was like, I'm also scared. So. Yeah,
I'm just a, I don't even know if I can swim.
And then during the second half of their date, we actually got some backstory on Robbie. It was pretty sad.
Yeah, that was sad.
Yeah, he opens up and talks about the fact that his best friend from childhood died in a car accident last year, which sort of caused him to reevaluate his life, and he ended a very long relationship, and he moved cities,
allegedly,
and he quit his job. Mm-hmm. Right. We have to point out here that there have been reports from his ex-girlfriend that she didn't know that he was going on the show until he had already left.
Yeah.
And that he basically broke up with her by going on the show.
Oh, yeah. Like he broke up with her to be on The Bachelorette.
Like that he didn't like so much end that relationship in the way that he presented it.
He's like, so I just thought I would carpe diem, and yeah. I literally just broke up with her.
Yeah, like literally I'm breaking up with her right now by being her.
Right, so this is also probably a good time for us to talk about a little outside gossip.
Oh, yeah.
Bella, not sure if you, I'll pull this up.
Probably not.
There was an Instagram post from the Chad.
Oh, no.
Who?
What's his Instagram name?
I'm going to suppose a real Chad Johnson, I think.
Okay.
Because he's the real Chad Johnson.
You know, not to be confused with
the Chad Johnson who plays in the NFL.
Who actually matters. Yeah. So Chad posted a photo of him and this young woman, three mm-hmm. photos. They're making out in two of them. And the woman is Robbie's ex-girlfriend. And the captain says, while traveling this weekend, our paths crossed, and I finally had the opportunity to meet Hope in person.
No, you're kidding
me. Let me just say, she's even more beautiful in person. A great girl like her deserves so much better than someone who lies, cheats, and ends a four-year-long relationship in order to pursue fame on a TV show. You're amazing. I miss you already. And then
heart eyes emoji.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Also, Hope,
that's crazy.
Her profile is now set to private, except she keeps letting people follow her, just not us, I guess, because we're journalists. Because she, last night, had about 4,000 followers. Now she has 13,000, but it's still private. I tried to follow her. She did not let me.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
She's like, no, I know who you... So if anyone
Hope,
else...
let us in.
If anyone else who's listening wants to try to follow her and then tweet at us what it says, because she clearly doesn't want to share with us, please.
Wait,
we invite you to do that.
That's
right?
Yeah.
Not okay. Not cool, Chad.
It's just also, it tells me that he went on Paradise super early and already got kicked off, which makes me really happy.
Oh, did Paradise already happen?
They only started filming like 12 days ago.
Oh, I'm sure. So, I'm sure someone took one look at him and was like, I'm terrified.
Yeah, please exit first.
And not in the good way.
And then he's like, well, I guess I'm going to go on a road trip and try to hook up with Robbie's ex-girlfriend.
Well, he said he's really good at finding people after the show.
Was he on the way to find Robbie and beat him up?
Maybe he was finding Robbie and then he found.
Well, he also has to find Jordan and Jordan's ex-girlfriend.
And he said he was going to find Alex, too.
He has a lot of people to find, but so far, the only person he's found is Hope.
What?
I bet he's going to find a lot of exes. The question is, will there be any other exes as bitter as Hope?
Right, willing to make out with him. Like, I get anger at an ex, and, you know, but I don't think it's worth making out with a sociopath.
Yeah, she really went for that. My gosh.
Like, I can't imagine the level of anger and hurt that you have to feel to be, like, sure, like, reality TV fame whore. You can take selfies of us making out and put it on your Instagram to, like, piss off my ex-boyfriend.
Right, like, we're going to assume they maybe spent 3 hours together and will probably never hang out again.
It was a night to remember.
A day and night, as we see. Day and night.
That is gossip.
Yeah, Chad is just really going ham.
Yeah.
He's like, this is my one and only opportunity
to
get Instagram
everyone I can. Give me another person.
Oh, God.
Crazy. Whoa. So I don't know how you guys felt, but I was like, when I thought his story was so beautiful and really sad.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
But then when he said, I love you, I was like, ugh! I have this thing I called embarrassed TV feeling, which it's like, it happens in real life too, but you know, it's like that feeling when you're just like, no. And I had that feeling.
Oh yeah, that like secondhand, like cringy
it's,
yeah.
thing. It's just like, I can't watch, but I'm gonna watch, you yeah. know? And I felt that when he said, I love you, because I was like, I'm so right there with you, but maybe too soon, I don't know.
It was really soon. That was a very early I love you.
Yeah, too early.
Right?
This was his first one-on-one with her.
Yeah.
We're in week 5. Like, yeah. Not yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not it just, yet. Like, I was so right there with him. And then he said that. And I was like, ooh.
And she's like, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
She's clearly into him. I just think it's a little too soon.
Yeah.
He's going to do well.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Yeah. I mean, she's still at the point of saying things like, it's so nice to hear that from you.
Right.
Like, that's.
Right, if it's your first date, I don't think it's the moment right. to confess your love.
I get where he's coming from. He's like, I don't want to hold back anymore. Life is short. Those are all amazing things. But then you have to be like, and then it's kind of weird.
Right, there's still 11 guys here.
Yeah. I just can't imagine being like, my regret is that I didn't tell this girl who's dating 10 other guys that I loved her on our first date.
Right.
And I waited. I was waiting until our next date, and I didn't. I shouldn't have waited.
You can actually only benefit from waiting.
Yeah.
Completely.
Until you're in the final three.
It increases your sanity.
Right.
I think the longer
and
you
also,
wait
And also, it
to say
decreases
that.
The chance that you're going to watch yourself back on national TV and be horrified.
Because, like, just the fact that you're going to meet someone and propose to them in 2 months is preposterous.
Yeah.
So, like,
that's
but,
fast
you know,
enough.
Maybe. So, but, like, you know, buying that that's real, then being like, I love you, like 4 weeks in is like, no.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
You don't know each other at all.
Yeah.
Like, Like, sometimes you can also regret doing things too soon. Like, that's a thing also. Yeah.
Well, he's in the moment.
Yeah.
Truly.
Truly.
So we go to our second rose ceremony, and we have all the drama between the bros that we already discussed. Chris Harrison comes in. First time we've seen him.
Yeah.
All episode.
What does he do when I, like,
I don't, you know, he's
the rest of the
I don't know. He sits around and
I always imagine they just wheel him into like a corner and just like power him down. And he just like, but then again, that's what our cardboard cutout Chris Harrison does.
Do you have one?
Yeah. We have a life size Chris Harrison cardboard cutout for our Facebook Live after
him. I need to take a picture of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We can take you down there and see it.
Great. Yeah, so he shows up and informs them that there's not going to be a cocktail hour because there's a pool party.
Right,
no, this time
JK,
there's
JK.
Just no cocktail hour.
No, there's just going to be a little bit more of Alex calling Derek a sensitive little bitch, and then they're going to get right into the rose ceremony.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so Derek, Robbie, and Jordan already have roses. Then Luke, Chase, Alex, James, and Wells gets the last rose. Like
I love Wells.
We haven't talked enough about Wells.
Do you guys like Wells?
I have such a crush on him.
Yeah, I get it. I think he's like one of the smartest, if not the smartest guy there. Maybe
100%.
Like he's super articulate. He's really like, he's witty. I keep thinking like I'm
sold
on his.
Him.
I am too.
He'll be a really good date. Like, even if, like, it didn't work out, I would feel that we spent a
and
good
he, like,
couple hours
together.
Stays
out of the fray, speaks up when he needs to, but isn't, like, there stirring the pot.
Yeah.
And he's also, per Instagram, like, best friends with Derek, which I just think
is like
well
guy.
Of both of them.
Yeah, I like that. I like
also,
that friendship.
Also, he's looking a little haggard this episode, so either he has some sort of bug or the stress is really getting to him.
He looked like he was like, I'm going home. The look on his face, he was like, this is it for me. And I was so happy that he got the rose.
I know. So
the hug that he gave her when he got the rose, I was like,
sweet
he's
relief.
A good hugger. I was like, he was like nestling.
Okay, one day we're going to have Wells on the show. And we're going to experience that hug.
Oh, my gosh. And he's going to have the best voice.
Yeah,
he's a radio DJ.
Oh, okay.
It's dream come true.
Campaign starts now.
Okay.
And so we say goodbye to Vinny, Evan, and Grant. I was a little sad. Like, it happens every season, but
the one, you know, the person,
the
of color.
Last man, yes, of color.
I was sad.
Goes home week five.
I had to like pour out a drink for Grant. I was like, yeah, my last person of color on the show.
And you're so like every season.
And I really thought like every year, like, what was the lovely Jubilee. Oh my God. I was like, it's going
to
be her.
She's going to paradise. And so is Grant.
Okay. All right. So
I hope they really both find couple. Love. I,
maybe yeah. with each other.
Except I think Jubilee's smarter than him.
Jubilee's
she deserves genius. Better than
she
all of these guys.
She was too good for the show.
She's incredible.
I know. She's definitely going to be too good for all the bros on Paradise.
Yeah, she's amazing.
I mean, that was her downfall in The Bachelor, is that she noticed all the stuff going on. And then Ben was like, I don't like how stressed out you are by all the stuff that's going on and the racism. So
I'll just never forget her playing the cello like that. She's just such a beautiful soul.
I think she needs to meet Ali, who played the piano and also was underrated.
Oh my God.
That would be the most beautiful couple.
They could do chamber music together. Ugh.
Too bad they live on opposite sides of the country, but I want that to happen.
Yeah, do it.
Ugh.
My heart just like fainted.
Everyone freaked out at the idea of that.
They would make such an exquisitely beautiful couple.
Oh my God. But, band.
Or they can just start an orchestra.
Like, they would clean up groupie-wise. So.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So farewell to Grant, our final man of color on this season. And then also, I guess, farewell to Vinny and your haircuts and Grant and your, I mean, Evan and your erectile
Vinny's
dysfunction
outfit,
clinics.
That for the rose ceremony.
What was it? Oh, I didn't notice.
He was wearing
metallic.
He was wearing like a sort of boxy suit, white shirt, and sort of a very shiny aqua neon tie. It just made me think like it was a very like a groomsman in a tacky wedding.
It was very shiny. I just remember he was like reflecting light.
Yeah. It was a lot of luck.
Yeah.
And Evan had a really poignant exit.
Yeah. He said he was disappointed in himself.
Yeah.
Oh, Evan just takes things a little too...
He did great.
He
did great, Evan. You did great.
He did as good a showing
Definitely.
Yeah. He said something before the rose ceremony that I thought was kind of funny. Unintentionally, which was like, he said, I hate that I always think of myself as being in that bottom group. I don't want to put myself in the bottom group. I should put myself as one of the front runners. Yeah. And I was like, but you're not doing that. Like, JoJo's doing that because she doesn't like you.
You're not a front runner.
And
I'm
like,
sorry.
Right, you're just like, noticing that.
She's like, why do I put myself in the bottom? It's like,
I should
don't.
Just assume that she loves me.
He's like, why can't I be more oblivious to her preferences?
Right. Like, no, you're just not delusional.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We will also be seeing Evan in Paradise and Vinny. In fact, all five of the men that left during this episode are in the original.
They're all going?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're all going. And Chad, and they're all going to be there. Even James F. Like, why did we need a James F?
I just learned his name this episode.
Why did we need a Vinny? I'm not sure.
Yeah, but I mean...
I just feel it's not a great selection for the women.
Well, Grant, I think, is...
Grant...
It's not a great selection, though. Yeah. They'll all just be like, Grant, I guess? Like,
right, Grant? Because I don't want to die.
Should we draw straws for Grant?
You're the only option.
Right, yeah. Well, maybe if... Well, I'm rooting for Wells, but, you know, if it doesn't work out, he would be.
Yeah, he might... I feel like if he gets kicked off, we might see him later in Paradise.
Yeah.
I just want Wells to move here so that... Right. We can become best friends, and then I can set him up with all of my lady friends.
No, I'll be dating him.
Well, we'll see how that goes.
I mean, just kidding, guys. I'm not delusional.
We'll see how that goes.
But it's happening.
What, you're not supposed to fall in love with someone when you watch television?
Emma, you're first on the list. It's fine. Yeah, I would like to see him on Paradise, though.
Yeah, I think he would make a good showing. If he doesn't win, which I'm going to guess that... He doesn't win.
Yeah. He definitely does not win.
Yeah, but he's great.
Yeah. He's great. A fan favorite, certainly.
Definitely.
Yeah. I think that the ex-girlfriend drama is going to bubble up with Robbie because we got some teasers of that earlier in the season.
Oh, really?
But I think that I think I see Luke and Jordan maybe being the final two.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be Luke, Jordan, and Robbie, maybe.
Yeah. Those are my picks for final three also. I think she just, it's very clear that she is romantically interested in the three of them.
Yeah.
And likes some of the other guys, but not that much.
Yeah.
She's like, ugh. Fine.
I also didn't know if it was like a like bachelorette goggles, but when this season started, I was like, there's not a lot of cute guys. And now I'm like, oh, they're very attractive. Like, yeah. Like they're grown. They're all growing
Jordan
on me.
Jordan is cute.
Yeah.
Wells is cute.
I thought that the selection of men of color was really cute this year. Mm-hmm. But then they
Christian
all got eliminated.
Ali and Grant were all super attractive.
Yeah, no, they were. They were.
Ali and Christian just didn't get enough love.
Every year, you know, I cross your fingers.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, but
I just feel like they had a great, it's like every year I'm like, no, you have such great options, even though you're only casting
like three.
Three.
Yeah.
And every year, one day. I know. Now we just have to make do with Unreal.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
A fictional version.
Yeah. Genius.
Yeah. So, Vella, let's talk a little bit about your actual job besides watching The Bachelor
my
and The
My main job is waking up early to watch The Bachelor.
Oh, my God. That's our main job, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, so you are on a show called Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. For anyone who doesn't watch, you should.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Thanks,
and
guys.
I feel like it's a great, you know, it really is complimentary to The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and the ridiculousness of it's all about finding love.
Yeah, I think it's also about like turning all those cliches on their heads, kind of.
Exactly.
So you have kind of like, I mean, the title of the show is Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. So I think a lot of people at first were like, oh, it's like so like sexist and all this stuff. And it's like, no, that's actually the point of the title and the whole show is like turning these kind of tropes on their head, you know, and kind of exploring what it means to be someone who would go that far for love.
Right. So the main character moves across the country for an ex-boyfriend from summer camp, which as someone who grew up at summer camp, I just loved that. That's amazing.
Right.
But, if you're someone like Claire and I who loves to watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and dissect it through a feminist lens, you'll probably love Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
It is very much. It's like watching something like The Bachelor and listening to this podcast, but like really, like really funny and all at the same time.
And also with musical numbers.
Yes. Amazing.
And it's a musical, too.
I've been listening to the soundtrack.
You have?
Like nonstop.
Oh, that's so awesome.
And it's also amazing music, which is the incredible thing.
It's really impressive. I think they put out like 43 songs or something in our first season, which is just insane.
Wild.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's like an amazing songwriting team and they're just like churning out like awesome songs every week. It's crazy. And great writers, like super feminist writers and people who they're just like so committed on the show to like, I think like breaking up stereotypes. And that's really, it's really cool. And I think it's really unique too.
So when do you go back to LA to start shooting season two?
I'm going back in a couple weeks. So we start end of July.
It's exciting.
Season two, it's going to be awesome.
And do we know yet whether season one is going to be available for streaming?
I think I've heard rumors from little birds that it will be very soon. Because right now it's just the last five episodes are on Hulu.
I have a lot of friends who want to start watching it.
I know. You want to start from the beginning.
Episode one.
Yeah. I have a feeling in the next couple of weeks something will be happening, but not sure yet. So keep your eyes out.
Yeah, once it's out there, I'm gonna be pushing it on everyone.
Amazing.
Yes.
It was definitely one of my favorite shows that was out this year.
Oh, good.
It's so funny. It's so
insightful. And Bella is hilarious.
Yeah. Thanks, tell us about your character.
Oh, well, I play Heather, who's her stoner neighbor. and I'm like living at home with my parents and I'm kind of this underachiever, like just kind of vocal fry
fun neighbor. And we like become friends. And then I don't want to give anything away for anyone who's going to start watching the show. But yeah, we become friends.
Do you know? Not anything specific, but exciting things coming next season coming up, for your character.
Yeah, I'm going to be spending a lot more time with Rebecca, which is cool. Awesome. So I don't want to give anything away, but yeah, there's definitely going to be, it's going to be fun.
It's a really fun dynamic.
Yeah, it's fun, and it's a great group of actors in the show too. It's a lot of New York people, theater people, which is really cool. Like coming, because I live in New York, so it's crazy because most of the cast came from New York to be in LA, which is just perfect because it's
so nice.
It's a California show, but I think it's such a New York show. Like there's far more people in New York that I've talked to. Like I was sitting on the train and like five guys came up to me and were like, are you on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend because we love the show? And I was like, that never happened in LA. Like, I think it's a very New York, I don't know. Like, maybe it's because it's a musical, but...
It's a musical and it has that neurotic Yorker characters who are trying to escape some of the neuroses of New York.
Right.
It is sort of like how New Yorkers look at California. I love that song, California Christmas Time.
Yeah, that
and
was a good one.
And it is totally... just a parody of how New Yorkers think of winter in California.
Right. Well, it's like, I guess it's a fish out of water story. It's about a neurotic New Yorker who decides she needs to chill out and be happy. So it's fun playing with those two kind of dynamics.
Yeah. And it plays on all of these ridiculous romantic tropes, as you said. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I find it to be a perfect sort of counterpart to reality TV dating shows.
Yeah. It is. It's very aware of itself in a way that like sometimes, that's why Unreal is so great. Cause like sometimes on the Bachelorette, you just want them to just break out and be like, this is ridiculous. We know it, you know, which I think some people are aware of it. And those are the people like Wells that you find really refreshing, you know? And I think that's what's fun about our show actually is it's like, we're a romantic comedy, but then it will bust out of itself and kind of, you know,
right. It has the best sort of more hopeful parts of a romantic comedy.
Yeah.
But then based in more of a real life feeling, even though it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
It's sort of like being able to analyze something and sort of pick it apart and recognize what's ridiculous and silly about it, but also be like, but we're drawn to it and we love it.
And we enjoy it and that's okay. And we can enjoy this thing and we can enjoy this sort of windy search for love.
Right, completely. Yeah. With musical numbers.
Yes, and everything is better, in my opinion, with a musical
number. Yeah. And honestly, for non-musical fans out there, I hate musicals.
Oh, yeah.
But I love Crazy Ex-Girlfriend's musical numbers.
They're very funny. They're like comedy sketches.
Yeah, well, because Rachel Bloom got her start doing these comedy videos on YouTube that are so funny, and so she kind of took that with her into the show. So all the musical numbers are born out of like the plot, which is really cool. But then they're just so wacky and just like absolutely ridiculous and fun and insane.
So starting in the fall, you will be able to watch season 2 of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. What's the new time slot?
It's Friday night. I believe, I'm not sure of the time, but it's right after Vampire Diaries now.
Perfect.
I think
so
maybe nine.
Nine.
I think nine. Yeah, October 21st is our premiere date.
On the CW.
So thank you so much for joining us, Bella. This was so much fun.
Thank you for having me.
Come back anytime.
I would love to. I'll be back tomorrow.
And now, welcome to Feminism Fails, where we rate the most cringeworthy anti-lady moments of the week on our very own patented Feminism Fail scale.
1. You do you, bro. 2. That's questionable. 3. Not cool, people. 4. The 1950s are back. 5. Gender equality is straight up dead.
With Chad gone, someone else really had to step up to be a walking feminism fail this week. So, thanks, Alex. First, Alex and Chase keep saying that they know JoJo wants a confident man and not someone like Derek who might want reassurance. That's going to be a 5. Once again, as with Chad, you guys do not get to dictate what JoJo wants. You are not in charge. That is her decision. How many times do we have to say this?
And then Alex is incredibly bothered by the idea that men need reassurance. We're going to give that one a 4 because obviously he's projecting his own insecurities. But no, and I can't believe this needs to be said, men need and are as entitled to emotional security as women are.
Yes. And there wasn't like a huge variety of feminism fails this week. So for our last 3 fails, we're just going to bundle Alex's behavior into one shiny ball because I think that he did call Derek a whiny little bitch or a little bitch or a bitch at least 3 times.
At least.
At least. And each one of those and all of them in total, a 5. Just like, no, it's aside from being nasty, it does imply that there is an insult in the femininity of the label. And that's really gross. It's like saying the P word, which I'm not even going to say. And that's not cool. And now for the tweet of the week.
This week, it comes from Bachelor producer Ilan Gale at The Year of Ilan. My hashtag The Bachelorette drinking game for tonight. Every time someone says Chad, I will shake my head and be disappointed by the Senate. A really a little bit dark but topical tweet, which connects both The Bachelorette and the way that the Senate failed to pass any gun control legislation yesterday.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate that he hit both.
And every time someone says Chad, I'm just disappointed by humanity. So
right. And I'm also disappointed in the humanity Senate. Of the Senate. So it really works on every level. And on that note, that's it for Here to Make Friends. Thanks so much to our guest, Bella Lavelle, and thanks to our producer, Nick Offenberg.
Have you had a chance to find Here to Make Friends on iTunes? If not, now is the perfect time to subscribe and give us a rating. Every time we get a new subscription or review, our show climbs the iTunes chart, which helps other people discover our show. And in related news, Here to Make Friends is now on Facebook, so please like us. It makes us feel so loved. Just like reviews and emails, and you'll get to see all the fun memes and GIFs and news articles we post. You can also find us on Twitter. I'm at Claire E. Fallon.
And I'm at Emily Rose. Or you can send us an email, as you know, we love those, at heretomakefriends@huffingtonpost.com.
Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.